Week 6, Tuesday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. A mighty God is the Lord. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A mighty God is the Lord. Come, let us adore him. O God of truth, and Lord of power, whose word their course to things assigns, whose splendour lights the morning hour, whose fiery sun at noonday shines, within us quench the flames of strife, the harmful heat of passion quell, give health of body to our life, and give true peace of soul as well. In this most loving Father hear, and Christ co-equal Son, our prayer, with Holy Ghost one Trinity, you reign for all eternity. Commit your life to the Lord, and he will act on your behalf. Psalm 36. Do not fret because of the wicked, do not envy those who do evil, for they wither quickly like grass, and fade like the green of the fields. If you trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live in the land and be secure. If you find your delight in the Lord, he will grant you your heart's desire. Commit your life to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act, so that your justice breaks forth like the light, your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord, and wait in patience. Do not fret the man who prospers, a man who makes evil plots to bring down the needy and the poor. Calm your anger, and forget your rage. Do not fret, it only leads to evil. For those who do evil shall perish, the patient shall inherit the land. A little longer, and the wicked shall have gone. Look at his place, he is not there, but the humble shall own the land and enjoy the fullness of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Commit your life to the Lord, and he will act on your behalf. Turn away from evil and do good. The Lord will support the just. Psalm 36 continued. The wicked man plots against the just and gnashes his teeth against him, but the Lord laughs at the wicked. He sees that his day is at hand. The sword of the wicked is drawn, his bow is bent to slaughter the upright. Their sword shall pierce their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken to pieces. The just man's few possessions are better than the wicked man's wealth, for the power of the wicked shall be broken, and the Lord will support the just. He protects the lives of the upright, their heritage will last for ever. They shall not be put to shame in evil days, in time of famine their food shall not fail. But all the wicked shall perish, and all the enemies of the Lord. They are like the beauty of the meadows, they shall vanish like smoke. The wicked man borrows without repaying, but the just man is generous and gives. Those blessed by the Lord shall own the land, but those he has cursed shall be destroyed. The Lord guides the steps of a man and makes safe the path of one he loves. Though he stumble, he shall not fall, for the Lord holds him by the hand. I was young, and now I am old, but I have never seen the just man forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. All the day he is generous and lends, and his children become a blessing. Then turn away from evil and do good, and you shall have a home forever, for the Lord loves justice and will never forsake his friends. The unjust shall be wiped out forever, and the children of the wicked destroyed. The just shall inherit the land. There they shall live forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Turn away from evil and do good. The Lord will support the just. Wait for the Lord, keep to his way. Psalm 36 concluded. The just man's mouth utters wisdom, and his lips speak what is right. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps shall be saved from stumbling. The wicked man watches for the just, and sees occasion to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his power, nor let him be condemned when he is judged. Then wait for the Lord, keep to his way. It is he who will free you from the wicked, raise you up to possess the land, and see the wicked destroyed. I have seen the wicked triumphant, towering like a cedar of Lebanon. I passed by again, he was gone. I searched, he was nowhere to be found. See, the just man, mark the upright. For the peaceful man a future lies in store. But sinners shall all be destroyed. No future lies in store for the wicked. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord, their stronghold in time of distress. The Lord helps them and delivers them and saves them, for their refuge is in him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Wait for the Lord, keep to his way. Teach me goodness and discernment and knowledge. I trust in your commands. A reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8. Does not wisdom call? Does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, in the paths she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries aloud, "To you, O men, I call, and my cry is to the sons of men. O simple ones, learn prudence. O foolish men, pay attention. I, wisdom, dwell in prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. Pride and arrogance and the way of evil and perverted speech I hate. I have counsel and sound wisdom. I have insight. I have strength. By me kings reign, and rulers decree what is just. By me princes rule, and nobles govern the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. Riches and honour are with me, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than gold, even fine gold, and my yield than choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, in the path of justice, endowing with wealth those who love me, and filling their treasuries. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of old. Ages ago I was set up, at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. before he had made the earth with its fields, or the first of the dust of the world. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep. When he made firm the skies above. When he established the fountains of the deep. When he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command. When he marked out the foundations of the earth, there I was beside him, like a master workman. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the sons of men. And now, my sons, listen to me. Happy are those who keep my ways, hear instruction, and be wise, and do not neglect it. Happy is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. For he who finds me finds life, and obtains favour from the Lord. But he who misses me injures himself. All who hate me love death. Responsory from Proverbs 8. The Lord created me at the beginning of his works, before all else that he made long ago. When all things began, the Word already was. The Word dwelt with God, and what God was, the Word was, before all else he made long ago. A reading from the Discourses of St. Athanasius against the Arians. The only begotten, the absolute wisdom of God, is the creator and maker of all things. In wisdom you made all things, Scripture says, and again, the earth is full of your creation. In order that what was made might not only be, but might be good, God willed that his own wisdom should come down to the level of created things and impress a sort of stamp and likeness of its image on all in common and on each individually, so that what was made would be seen to be wise, a work worthy of God. As our word is the image of the Son of God, considered as word, so too the wisdom which is impressed in us is an image of the same Son, considered as wisdom. In this wisdom we have the power of knowledge and thought, and we become capable of receiving the creative wisdom, and through this we are enabled to know its Father. As Scripture says, he who has the Son has the Father also, and again, he who receives me receives him who sent me. Because such an impress of wisdom has been created in us and is found in all the works of creation, it is natural that the true creative wisdom would apply to itself what belongs to its impress and say, "The Lord created me for his works." But since, in the wisdom of God, as we have explained, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God, through the folly of what we preach, to save those who believe. God no longer wanted, as in former times, to be known through the image and shadow of wisdom that exists in created things. He made the true wisdom itself take flesh and become man, and suffer the death of the cross, so that for the future all who believe might be saved by faith in him. The wisdom of God formerly revealed itself through its own image impressed on created things, by reason of which it is said to be created, and through itself revealed its own Father. It is the same wisdom of God which later, being the Word, became flesh, as John says, and after destroying death and saving our race, revealed himself still more fully, and through himself his Father. As so he said, "Grant that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Hence, the whole earth is filled with the knowledge of him, the knowledge of Father through Son, and Son from Father. It is one and the same. The Father rejoices in him, and with the same joy the Son delights in the Father. It was I in whom he rejoiced, he says, every day delight in his presence. Responsory from Colossians 2. Since Jesus was delivered to you as Christ and Lord, live your lives in union with him, for it is in him that the complete being of the Godhead dwells embodied. You have one teacher, the Messiah, for it is in him that the complete being of the Godhead dwells embodied. Let us pray. To those who love you, Lord, you promise to come with your Son and make your home with them. Come then with your purifying grace and make our hearts a place where you can dwell. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.